let's fly right into this Friday. Fly right into the great Milwaukee weekend. The one and only John McCure from Wisconsin's Afternoon News joining us this morning. As you've probably heard, WTMJ Cares has embraced a truly, truly special cause, the restoration of a replica plane near Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport. The effort led by John, we have been raising money and hearts in support of fighter pilot Lance Cijon. His sister is financially responsible for keeping up and maintaining the replica plane. You've probably all seen it just off of Howell Avenue at Cijon Plaza near MKE. John collaborated with a whole lot of people, many countless people on this effort, including Harold Mester, Director of Public Relations and Marketing from MKE, who joins us this morning. Do we do a drum roll right away to announce the number, John? Or yeah, let's go. I know you had a big radiothon yesterday. Why don't you just tell us where we're at?
Well, we've raised $75,000 as of this morning. 75 grand. We are hoping for 50 grand, and our listeners are so, so generous that they helped us raise 75 grand to preserve Lance Cijon's legacy at the airport. And I want to say right away, and not just because he's sitting here, but Harold Mester and Brian Dranzik at the airport have been so helpful. I've been working with Harold since the very beginning. He was one of the first guys that I called when we envisioned this project several months ago. And Janine Cijon, the sister of Lance, does a lot of upkeep out there. But the airport has also done a lot through the years. They do things that people don't even know about. And I don't want to get into weeds here, but there's a parking lot there that the airport and Harold's teams have taken care of. There's trash that needs to get picked up, and they've always taken care of that, and we're so grateful for that. And we just wanted to formalize that. Now the airplane needs to be painted and renovated, and that's a really big deal, and it's an expensive project. And so we raised the money, and we're still raising the money, Jeff, through the weekend to preserve his legacy, because Lance Cijon's from Bayview.
Yeah,
he's a guy who spent 45 days in the jungle, went from 200 pounds to 80, severely injured, eventually beaten to death in a Vietnamese prison. And that plane at the airport is his legacy, and it's really our legacy. Mm-hmm. And so I'm humbled, and my heart is full at how our community's reacted.
I mean, it's all about the legacy. It's not always easy to raise funds for statues or historical items. Right. Everyone wants new. Everyone wants change. So why is this so vital in our world today?
I think it's just important because we need to remember our history. Yeah. You know, it was 57 years ago on his 52nd mission when Cijon went up and his plane came down and he landed in that jungle. And he's part of us. You know, he went to Bayview High School, which is still the high school there. He was class president, all conference in football, went to the Air Force Academy. And his sister and family are still in the area here. There's a park named after him. The plaza at the airport, which Harold and his teams helped take care of, is still there. And we just need to remember, right? I mean, we need to remember the people that gave it all, and he literally gave it all.
Yeah. What's your, many know, but what's your personal connection to the military? My grandfather was in World War II, surf stateside, but, you know, we all have that personal connection, as you do as well.
Both my grandpas were in World War II.
Okay.
So my one grandpa was at Pearl Harbor on the USS Honolulu. His ship got bombed.
Okay.
He survived, but he was at Pearl Harbor. My other grandpa is 97 and still alive, and he was a paratrooper in World War II. And I kind of felt, you know, I graduated high school in the 80s, mid-80s, and the world was pretty quiet. It was the Cold War. So nobody I knew was in the military. Nobody enlisted. There wasn't any pressure to do that. It was well before 9/11. It was well after Vietnam. And so I've always kind of almost felt this sense of guilt that I didn't serve, and I admired those that did. And as you know, I'm on the board of director for Honor Flight, which also utilizes the airport. They allow us to fly veterans in and out of our airport and celebrate them. And I just think, you know, Jeff, you and I have a platform to talk about the things that are important. And we have a way, we have an opportunity to make a difference. And I think that's part of our responsibility.
Yeah, it's all about connections and community and raising the community and doing what we can do. When we come back, I know a lot of fans have contributed. But yesterday you had some really big names step up, so I want to make sure we shout them out and talk about their support. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Harold Mester from Mitchell Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport and John McCure. So, John, a lot of fans and community members contributed, especially yesterday during your radiothon. You had some big, big names and organizations step up. Give us a lot of full, big hearts in our community for sure. Give us some of the big names that were helping you out.
That's a perfect way to put it. I wrote in my email to our team here today, recapping that my heart was just full today. So I was really thrilled because 350 individuals gave. 350 people said, I can give $20. I can give $100. And then on top of that, Palermo's, Giacomo Feluca, stepped up and did a $10,000 match. So during the radiothon tomorrow, we were able to say, if you give right now, your donation's doubled because Palermo's is matching that. So they were in for $10,000. Tim Sheehy, Dale Coinga, and MMAC, $5,000. Greg Marcus, David Marcus, and the Marcus Corporation gave $5,000. And then I was still so nervous about the money that I reached out to Brendan Conway, who's our media contact at We Energies. And I said, I've known him for 20 years. I said, hey, Brendan, can you just put me in touch with the foundation? I don't know who there I need to make the request of. And he got back to me 30 minutes later and said, hey, I got your email and I walked down to the CEO's office and I walked down to the director of the foundation. And they both said, yes, immediately. I'm giving you a check for $15,000. Wow. So We Energies got in for $15,000. So that alleviated a lot of the pressure.
Right.
And then the individuals that called in and wanted to give money, and we couldn't get off the phone because they wanted to talk about how important Lance Sijon was and how important it was to preserve those things at our airport. It was really cool.
Yeah, and if you want more information, you can text Lance to the WTMJ Talk and Text line. It's 855-616-1620. So how will the funds be distributed and used? Now that, you know, you put it in the bank, what's next?
Well, so it's going to cost about $25,000 to $30,000 to renovate the plane the way it needs to be and to repaint it. So that'll be right away. So we will do that. I say right away. That's going to take place in the spring or the summer of next year when the weather breaks and we can work it out with the airport so everything's cool. The rest of the money, and this is so important to me, is going to get put into a fund and we're going to seed being able to take care of this moving forward because there's no way around it. There's no paint that exists that can withstand our harsh winters and that sun in the summer. So we'll have money moving forward so that in 10 years it can be repainted again. And they're going to invest that money. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully the generation after that, there will still be money to repaint the plane. So just to preserve his legacy moving forward.
Mm-hmm. So is there still a need for time and talent too? Like, let's say fans, hey, I can't give right now, but how can I help?
You know what? That's a great idea. The best thing you can do is send me an email.
Okay.
And I'm compiling all the stuff. And we've heard from guys like some guy that owns a company that has a cherry picker. And he said, look, can I donate the cherry picker? And the answer is yes. The company who paints it's coming up from Florida. And they've told us, we'll take all that stuff and then subtract it off the total. So send me an email if you'd like to help, and I can connect you with the right people or answer your questions. Or if you want to pay by check, send me an email, john.mercure at WTMJ.com. That's john.mercure, M-E-R-C-U-R-E, at WTMJ.com. Or, Jeff, to your point, you can still donate by texting the word Lance to 855-616-1620. We're still taking donations through the weekend. So if you couldn't get in yesterday, 855-616-1620. Text the word Lance. You get sent a cool link, some pictures, all that stuff.
All right. Very good. I bumped into Tim Sheehy from the MMAC this morning, matter of fact. And he said, you got to make sure that you go to Amazon or go wherever you find your books and get Into the Mouth of the Cat. The story of Lance Sijon.
Incredible.
Is by Malcolm McConnell.
Yep, who just passed away.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Incredible book. The book is, I don't know how this hasn't been made a movie yet with all the cool war movies that have come out about our heroes.
Mm-hmm.
This is dying to be made into a movie. It's a great book.
That's our next project, documentary. We're going to make a documentary. Like, put it on the table.
Let's get Harold Messer to help us.
Very good. John McCure, thanks for all you do. Have a wonderful weekend. And
thank you.